The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
If you watch the first half of that game, it wasn't a good feeling if you're a Rockets fan.
After halftime, I felt really good because
they were close and Harden and Paul had both played like trash.
Timberwolves shot, 55%?
Is there any concern that if they have a first half like that against a better team?
Well, let's just say what you want to say. The Warriors. If they have a half like that against the Warriors, they're probably going to be down 15. But the Warriors have halves like that, too. Nobody comes out and plays a perfect basketball game. Apparently, that's the latest that Baker Mayfield goes number one.
Yeah, I have no idea what's going to happen. It's going to make for good television tonight.
And I think this could get silly in the top five.
If the Browns took Allen, Mayfield, or Darnold, it wouldn't shock me at all.
All these rumors about the Bills wanting to move up. Now the Saints want to move up. The Cardinals want to move up. I think we could see a lot of stuff happen. And I think the Browns doing this, that Giants pick becomes more interesting because, you know, if you really think Sam Darnold is the best guy, as I know you do, then somebody's going to want to try to trade into that.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Also, hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Jon Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. Missed the first 2 hours. Lots of good stuff. And welcome in our SportsMap 94.1 listeners. You can catch it all on podcastarena.com. And all anybody wants to do is make fun of me now.
Hey, did you notice that basically the entire promo staff is at Cowboy Stadium?
I know Drew and Tasha went because they're going to try to do videos, which if they're good, we'll put on SportsMap. If they're not, we won't. But I didn't know anybody else was there.
I mean, what a life.
Who else is there?
Well, I think it's just Drew and Tasha. Yeah, that's pretty much our promo staff.
Well, yeah, those are the two most famous ones.
Right.
Yeah, so if you miss first hour, everybody's making fun of me and my shirt and everything else.
Yeah,
so.
Dustin zoomed in on your shirt.
Great, Dustin. Thank you. 832, where can I see the live feed at? I want to know what Barney's drunk, fat, ugly, and degenerate uncle looks like.
Ouch.
It's the Blitz with AJ Hoffman and an eggplant emoji.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, all right. You guys have them all out yet? Let's finish them.
AJ, look what you started.
Where's Alan Page and Carl Eller and the rest of the purple people?
Oh, God. Okay. Well, what else you got? I'm listening.
I think that's all I got. Sorry, Fred. You know I love you.
Oh, thank God I only have a year and a half left on my contract. I'm so out of here. 713-780-ESP is your number, 713-780-3776. That just occurred to me that I only have a year and a half left before I retire.
You think that's going to happen?
Yes, I do.
I don't believe you.
Okay, probably not.
Yeah, I think you...
I'll be able to. That's
yeah, well, I think you'll still be in here.
Yeah, I kind of have fun except for days like these. Days like these, not so much, but most of the time I have fun in here.
You're uniquely blessed with the opportunity to work with an incredible talent.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, Jong is awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Every day.
Yeah.
And, you know, that doesn't come around very often.
No, actually, I have a lot of fun. I'm glad that I can be a source of amusement for the people.
That's right. That's the whole point, is to entertain people, right?
Exactly.
That's what we're here for.
And if you can't laugh at yourself, then...
Then other people will laugh at you.
Then you're one of the guys on the other shows on this station.
Yes.
So, there. Did you see this? And I don't know if I want to get into this too much, but USA Today did a story today. Here's the headline. Ronda Rousey breaks silence. I did a whole lot of crying after UFC defeats. Have we not already heard this 100 times?
Yeah.
How is she breaking her long silence?
We know she's a crybaby.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. Enough already, okay? Go do your wrestling. We don't really care. I asked you this off air. You going to watch the Fedor fight Saturday?
Yeah, I'll watch it. I'll watch the Bellator fights. It's It's a pretty decent card. I mean, there's not a there's some interesting stuff going on. There's a I mean, obviously the Frank Mir and Fedor fight is the main event. But even outside of that, there's some interesting fights. I don't know if it's going to be great, but there's a couple guys who this guy, Dylan Denny, he's going to debut. He's like one of the best jiu-jitsu guys in the world. Rafael Lovato Jr., another like master of jiu-jitsu, is taking on Gerald Harris, who's this, you know, who's a pretty established former UFC fighter. So there's some interesting fights, I guess, on the card. I'll watch it.
You'll probably also watch the Jacobs fight Saturday.
I will be watching that too.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious about that because I've not seen the other guy fight, but I've heard so many good things.
Yeah, me too. It'll be my first time seeing him as well. But I know that one of the Daniel Jacobs thought about getting in there with Golovkin and replacing Canelo. And it might have been interesting. I mean, that was the Golovkin hasn't looked beatable very many times.
Yeah.
That was the one time where it looked like somebody belonged in the ring with him. I mean, before Canelo, Canelo belonged in the ring. But you could argue that Golovkin versus Jacobs fight. Was a better fight. Yeah. Closer fight.
Let's see. Longhorn Dimitri tweeted a photo of a giant, fat, purple gorilla.
God, that's just so unnecessary, guys. Let's try kindness. How about that?
No, I think it is kind for him to be sending me self-portraits. I don't know where he picked that one up off the internet, but hey. And then Holly says, I'm going to make AJ the happiest guy in the world and fill in for me.
Fill in for...
For me. She wants to fill in for me because...
No. I can't deal with that. I don't work with women, Holly. Sorry.
Drunk Bevo, I thought I was watching Game Day when the TCU mascot on set. That's a good one. Jose said, had a long, crappy day. You guys are making my drive home much more enjoyable. Thanks. Well, that's okay. As long as you guys can make fun of me and make your once your contract ends, you can always join the circus.
It'd be nice if today you would have like just walked through the wall and said, "Oh yeah," and you could have been the grape Kool-Aid man. Oh yeah!
Does Fred have one eye and one horn today? Is it a PT Cruiser or a Fred? Oh God!
Oh man,
that's pretty good. Keep them coming. I'm loving this. You know, usually, we're having to do all the work here, but you guys are killing it. So. All right, 713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. And technically, we're not supposed to be telling you about the live stream, even though it is live.
Right.
But rumor has it, if you Google, then you can probably find it. Just go to live stream and search around. Mel Kiper looks like Drew Carey now.
A little bit.
Yeah. You know?
Does look like he could be hosting The Price is Right.
Yeah. I don't know where that came from. All right. Speaking of that fight Saturday night.
Yeah, the Daniel Jacobs fight. The miracle man, Daniel Jacobs, one of the best out there. He is 33-2, and like I mentioned, one of those losses was to Gennady Golovkin, a unanimous decision. There's no shame in that. Lost the middleweight title, but he is the former WBA middleweight champion of the world, and he's 33-2 with 29 knockouts. His last fight, a unanimous decision over previously undefeated Luis Arias back in November. He's got wins over Sergio Mora, Peter Quillen. The guy's been on a roll lately, and he looks to keep it going against a guy in Maciej Selecki who has developed a pretty good reputation. He's 26-0 with 10 knockouts. Really nice 2017 for him. He had a win over former world title challenger Jack Colte, and he's had some good opponents as well. Hector Santano Jr. amongst them, Daryl Cunningham. And you're also going to see a prelim fight between Jarrell Big Baby Miller and Johan de Halpas. It should be a really good fight night, and it's on HBO, so you don't have to, you know, you don't got to go pay for pay-per-view. It's just a good night of fighting. Brooklyn-born Daniel Miracle Man Jacobs returning to HBO and the Barclays Center to headline World Championship Boxing in an explosive middleweight showdown against undefeated Maciej Selecki. Plus, Brooklyn's undefeated Jarrell Big Baby Miller faces former title challenger Johan Duhalpes in a heavyweight clash. That's live on Saturday, April 28th, 9 o'clock Central Time, and it's only on HBO. They're gonna run back to me, 'cause I'm the best baby that they never gotta keep. 1, 2, 3, they're gonna run back to me. They always wanna come, but they never wanna leave. Hey guys, draft night and fantasy football not far behind, so it's officially begun. And if you love fantasy football as much as I do, you need to try the new best ball leagues on my favorite app, Draft. How about this? You can now pick your favorite new rookies. You think Baker Mayfield's going to be it? You can do it. You can get them for the first time and before anybody else. And here's how they work. This is great. Basically, the cool thing about the way they have these set up is it's a season-long league, but there's no management, right? You just set it and forget it. Once you're done drafting, that's it. No trades, no waiver wire. You don't even have to set your lineup because they're going to pull the best scores from all your players automatically every week. So you'll wind up with the best score every week. So if you think Lamar Jackson is going to be like Mr. Super Score, you can go get him right now. You don't have to worry about injuries because you're covered. You can draft anytime you want. Leagues start every couple of minutes. You can join one right now. Just go to draft. Click on that little football. Jump right in. The best part, you're playing for cold hard cash. Leagues start as low as just $3. Come join me on Draft today. Download the app anytime. Just search Draft in your app store and join a game in minutes. Or play right from your computer on draft.com, whatever you feel like doing. And for a limited time only, all new players get a free entry into a best ball draft when you make your first deposit. But you have to use promo code FRED. That's right. Play a real money game for free just using my promo code FRED on your first deposit on Draft. Just search Draft in the app store. Go to draft.com and play free with promo code FRED.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 409, you remind me of a Crown Royal bag. Good times. And maybe my favorite. Hey, Fat Joker, why so serious?
Yeah. You know, you come in here, you're...
I should have known because I did ask the wife what she thought of the shirt, and she kind of went, eh, which is a nice way of saying, don't go out in public with that. You look ridiculous. But I kind of like it when you go and look ridiculous. And so there you go. I think maybe this is what happens when you drink too many of those Purple Haze bangs. Grape flavor. Turn into this.
It could be.
All right. Take a phone call. David wants to talk with AJ, thankfully. What's up, David?
Yeah. Hey guys, I was just wondering, it seems like lately the UFC has lost some of its superstars and it's kind of gotten a little stale. And I was wondering, AJ, do you think they'd ever do anything like let Chris Cyborg fight a man or ever do like a tag team?
No.
Or something, you know, to spice it up?
No, they won't do that. And mostly because it's... You got to go by these states. The states aren't going to allow that. Like an athletic commission is not going to allow it. I wouldn't be surprised if you see that in some other ridiculous organization that finds one state who will allow it. But the UFC is not going to do that. They'll fine. They're fine. They you know, the whole, you know, no stars thing that. Their pay-per-view numbers are basically the on track to be the same as they were a year ago. They're doing just fine.
Yeah, I mean every sport kind of goes through its, you know, ups and downs in terms of stars, and new guys will start coming up, and you know, I think Lesnar's going to fight again. That'll be a huge pay-per-view.
That would be huge. CM Punk's going to fight. Which cool. that's I mean, people will whatever you think of him, people are going to tune in to watch him.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's just the.
I do think there's a little oversaturation because you've got something every week now.
The damn near.
And yeah, I'm not as rabid about it as you are. I'm more casual, and I like to watch the big names. But I have a few fighters that I like, and I find that I miss some fights that I wanted to watch because there's just so damn many now. And you know, I'm a little concerned about. But
for the most part. The pay-per-views are still, as long as people aren't getting hurt one day before.
Right.
But, hey, I don't know. Are you familiar? Did you ever watch Smallville?
I was never into that, no.
John?
I was huge into that show.
Really? So are you familiar with actress Allison Mack?
Yes. And Smallville was one of those, what's Walking Dead for AJ, is Smallville was for me because I
You kept on it even when you knew you should have been out.
Yeah, once he kind of graduated or kind of got out of high school, kind of got, you know, a little too much, and they should have ended the show, but I stuck with it for another 5 years. But yeah, I've seen this Allison Mack thing.
So what was her character on
she
Smallville?
She was Clark's best friend.
Ah. So was there like sex involved?
No, no. Okay, no, she liked him, he didn't like her.
Now, if they made a porno called Smallville, I don't think
they would call it Largeville.
No, we wouldn't want to watch that. Well, this actress, Allison Mack, maybe the rejection from Clark Kent got to her. She's been arrested for an alleged role in the notorious upstate sex slave cult called, how do you pronounce this, John? NXIVM?
I don't know. I think it's just initials. I don't know.
No, it's like a word, because if it were an, acronym, they would all be capitalized. Nixon. Yeah, it's... I would say the X is probably silent. Nevum?
Maybe.
Or Zevum.
Maybe.
Maybe the N's silent. Well, regardless, there's an... Apparently, this is a very...
Nevum. Aren't they taking them?
Take them or Nevum. This is a notorious upstate sex slave cult. And she's expected to appear on Friday, today, or tomorrow.
By the way, I just want people to know I'm against sex slave cults.
I am, too. But apparently, the leader of this cult, Keith Raniere, was captured at a luxury villa in Mexico. You notice how these cult leaders have like luxury villas and a bunch of sex slaves.
Wouldn't you if you were leading a cult?
No, because my cult would be a good cult. We've had this discussion.
There's no such thing.
No, mine would be a good cult. We
did you watch that that Rajneesh?
I haven't seen that one yet. No, okay. I've got it queued up though. But apparently they've been hiding out in Mexico since one of their slaves went public with their experience in the cult.
I hate when that happens.
The 35-year-old actress was Rainier's direct slave and had a sexual relationship with him, but also acted as a master to other slaves who were forced to have sex with Rainier and get his initials burned into their pubic region
with
a cauterizing pen. Yeah, now, see, my cult, nobody's getting forced, but I like the idea of they all have sex with the cult leader.
Let's not call it forced, in the words of Fred. Forced. It's just highly recommended that for the team,
you take one for the team.
You get the cult leader's initials burned into your pubic region.
I don't want my initials burned there.
Ooh, what about like a falcon? A tiny little falcon?
Yeah, a little miniature falcon.
Just a suggestion.
Yeah,
it's not a bad idea. Yeah,
it's like your way of branding them.
Well, I'm not branding them. I'm just bringing them into the family and getting them in the family way. Apparently, as the women were being branded like cattle, Mac allegedly placed her hands on their chest and told them to feel the pain and think of their master. The actress first lured the women into the society and cajoled them into providing collateral like embarrassing photos and statements to use as blackmail. So they basically got these chicks in there, took a bunch of photos of them to blackmail them with, and then made them have sex with this Raniere guy.
Okay.
She alleged her job was to groom the slaves for sex with Raniere.
Like make sure they weren't smelly and stuff?
Well, they had to adhere to extremely restrictive diets.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. This sounds like...
I got to see this guy, Raniere.
Yeah. Refrain from removing their pubic hair. Okay.
They want him to?
No, they don't.
They don't want you to remove.
He wanted them to have the...
like, go 70s.
Yeah, yeah. And to stay celibate. They also were forced to pose naked for photos, including on one occasion a close-up picture of their vaginas, which were given to Raniere and also used as collateral. And Mac and the other slave masters allegedly made their slaves participate in readiness drills, requiring them to respond to requests at any time of the day or night, so they were seriously sleep-deprived.
Do you want to hear some of the emails that Allison Mack sent to these women?
Yeah, I'd kind of like
to. What's this guy's name? What's his full name?
His name is... I don't know. Keith Raniere. Yeah. Yeah, you put me on the spot there. I couldn't find it.
Sorry.
Yeah, so she apparently started, what she does is she starts tweeting at women that she wants into this cult. And back in 2014, she tweeted somebody saying, "Hey, lady, can you DM me a way to get in touch with you? I love to chat." And then somebody else, "Thank you. I love to chat with you sometime. Actually, you're NYC based." And then this is an email exchange between Allison Mack and a person that didn't respond to her. She says, "Hey there, Jill. My name is Allison Mack, and I messaged you today to get your email. Gotta love the Twitter era of friendship and meetings. I am writing because I'm currently working with an organization that focuses on empowering women from the inside out, and I have a feeling that you would really dig it. I would love to make a time to chat about what I am up to and see if it is, in fact, something that you might be interested in checking out for yourself."
Yeah, are you into getting your pubic region burned?
Here's a link to our website.
You're going to love this.
It's jness.com. It is truly a groundbreaking project, and I would love your input and participation. If this is something that sounds interesting to you, that's fine as well. Just thought I would reach out to take my chances. Hope to speak soon. Warmly, Allison Mack." And that's one of the emails.
Warmly,
that she sent.
Like, "I'm going to burn you."
Yeah.
Yes.
"I'm going to burn his initials into you." These pictures, this dude, he kind of looks like Stephen King. Like, yeah, a young
Stephen
King.
Some of the
King.
Pictures, he looks handsome, and then some he's like, man.
Young Stephen King.
Like a lot of dudes.
Wearing a purple shirt, I might add.
Which, by the way, Lamont posted that picture of me in the purple shirt with you. And he says that I'm a red, but I'm clearly the second reddest person in that picture. You're definitely more of a red face than I am. Like, just in general. Yeah. But then I think both of our faces look redder than they should be because we're on the red background.
Yeah. I don't know.
Don't you call me a red, Lamont. How dare you?
936 says Fred would be the leader of a sex robot cult. What the hell's a cow got to do with a sex robot cult?
You're branding them, aren't you?
No. No, you don't have to, for one thing. You get a tattoo. That's not branding. And it's perfectly... And if you're going to get the tattoo, it's your choice. You don't have to get the tattoo. You don't have to get a falcon tattoo. You don't have to put it, you know, down there. You can put it anywhere. It's just a nice way of saying you want to be a part of the cult. But when it comes to sex robots...
Can dudes get your tattoo put on them?
Not down there, no.
So, like, if they wanted to have a...
arm?
Scrot tattoo, you're against that?
Nope, against that. Not on their junk.
What about, like, not quite on their junk, but, like, around their waistline, just below their belly button?
Nope, too low. Need to be higher up. Like what on
if
an
they...
arm.
What if they put it in the middle of their chest, a big falcon, but then there's an arrow that goes all the way down?
Nope. Nope. You can quit trying now, because no matter what you come up with, the answer's pretty simple. Nope. We're going to have very strict rules if you want to be in the falcon cult as to where your falcon tattoo can go.
Okay.
It's different for men and women.
So there's no arrow trail is allowed to be...
No, and the men, they got to be like the Davidian guys, man. They're like helping get the women to me. They're not getting this for...
What about lower back?
A tramp stamp?
For females, yes, fine.
But not dudes?
No, no.
What if they want you to look at it when...
It's not happening. Not happening. Listen, you do your own cult and you let me do mine, all right? Because I have my own ideas for my cult, and you're not invited.
Listen, I'm your recruiter. I'm the Allison Mack of your cult.
If you're going to be Allison Mack, then go out and get some hot women. Quit talking about men with... stuff tattooed on their junk.
Listen, Fred, I can get what I can get, okay? It's hard out here to recruit to a cult. You don't even really have anything going on for them.
Well, then, you know.
Like, what's the benefit of your cult?
Alcohol.
You don't need to be in a cult to get alcohol.
Well, you kind of do.
No, you don't. I get alcohol all the time, and I'm not in a cult.
Yeah, well, it's the camaraderie. It's the coming together. It's it's being a part of something bigger than yourself.
Can't I just join a gang?
See, but that's illegal. We're not going to be illegal.
You're going to be... Then you're not a real cult.
No, by your definition, I'm not going to be illegal.
Well, listen,
We're going to be a holistic collective of people who want to create a better world together.
Well, in your cult house, are you going to have, are you going to have TV and internet and all that good stuff? And I'm sure you'll have home insurance.
Yes.
Will people still be allowed to have their cell phones?
Yes.
Okay, well, you're going to want to save money on that. As a cult leader, the cult's going to look at you to pay their bills.
Well, they might want to give those things up, though.
They might, but they might want to just get a better rate than what they're getting, and they'd go to BillAdvisor.com for that. Everybody's got those recurring monthly bills. You started with those services a long time ago. You got a great price, then the bill went up. Get it fixed by Bill Advisor. They work directly with your providers. They reduce your monthly rates. No need to lower your service. Just lower your bill. Week in and week out, Bill Advisor's winning for hundreds of our listeners. Most are saving over $800 a year. Many are saving thousands a year. They've been running their $150 challenge. It guarantees you $150 in savings or your money back. Well, they're up in the game. They are now so confident, they've doubled the guarantee from $150 to $300. That's right. If they don't save you at least $300, you get every penny back. That's real money in your pocket. Still no setup fee. Service is still just $12.99 a month, whether you save $400 or $4,000. Start the savings right now. Just text the word GO to 232323, and your personal Bill Advisor is going to get your information and start working for you. One more time, text the word GO to 232323, or go to BillAdvisor.com and click Start Saving.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. This is one of those things that kind of irritates me when they're writing a story about Lamar Jackson. And apparently Tom Pelissero of NFL Network spoke with several NFL...
Tom Pelissero.
Several NFL executives and coaches who studied Jackson. And one of them says he's an awesome athlete. He will not be able to play quarterback in the league, mark my words. When he throws, he hopes. Okay, why don't you tell me what your offensive coordinator said that? I mean, if you're going to go out and say this guy's a complete bust or whatever, put your name on it. I know coaches don't like to do that, but in this case, if I'm going to say, hey, the guy can't play quarterback, I'm going to put my name on it.
You're going to put it on there before the draft or after the draft?
I'm going to put it on before the draft. If somebody comes up and if Tom Pelissero comes up and asks me what I think, I will put my name on it.
Yeah, these guys aren't brave.
No, of course they're not.
Brave like you, Falcon.
But no, it's not just that. It's just that I don't like that you can just sit there and tee off on people like this when... For one thing, you're an offensive coordinator. It's probably not even your decision.
Right.
And I'm guessing you're one of those offensive coordinators who won't change your system for anybody. So you're probably not one of the better ones. And third, it's just a dickweed move. So, oh boy. Daryl said, just took a screenshot of the live stream. Man, keep it up. You guys are making my drive back from Alabama enjoyable. And yeah, it's Ronald McDonald Grimace.
Wait, is he calling me a clown?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Apparently. Chase says Raheel knows that chick and has a voicemail of her trying to recruit him.
Interesting.
That sounds like a bit of some sort.
Yeah. But I mean, it's a potentially good bit.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm not recruiting her for my cult. I mean, obviously she was a good recruiter, but you know, I don't like the whole slave thing. That doesn't fit my cult. We're about freedom. You can leave at any time.
Did you see what J.J. Watt tweeted 11 minutes ago?
I'm being traded to Cleveland for the number one pick?
No. It's the reaction to the Texans taking J.J. Watt with the 11th pick in the 2011 draft.
Oh, really?
Why? What? Boo. Not a good decision. About time they have someone to match up with Williams. It'll help the D a lot. Roy Michael Bell was on it from the beginning. Then we get more boos and no's and not a wise pick.
What about Chris Baldwin, who called him a pizza boy?
Pizza boy. Doug White said, I'm done.
Somebody has said, I'm done with the Texans, no matter who they've drafted every year, including last year with Deshaun.
Sean Kane said, horrible. Jordan Funches said, another stupid choice. John Martin III just said, WTF. Damn, we still suck. Haven't we learned from the other failures at DL we drafted in the first round? Why? Once again, WTF.
Why, how, why?
Yeah, a lot of negative reaction.
Yeah.
Doug White. I wonder if Doug White is still a Texans fan after he was done.
Mm. Yeah, I bet he was back.
I bet he came back, too.
So, 713-780-ESPN. You see, Dez Bryant reportedly turned down a long-term deal with the Ravens.
Yeah, and he wants to do a one-year prove-it deal.
He wants to do a Tyrann Mathieu deal. I like that. I mean, gamble on yourself. But if you're going to do that, go someplace with a quarterback.
Yep.
Don't. And I don't know if.
Yeah, I he just ain't trying to attach himself to Joe Flacco.
Yeah, I think I would call Green Bay or New England or New Orleans for that matter.
Yeah.
But, all right, so there's a lot of Browns fans barking and stuff. And so when is the actual first pick, John? They're like introducing a bunch of people right now.
I believe it. The actual draft starts at 7. So at 7, Cleveland is on the clock.
But Goodell's going to go talk for 10 minutes first. So we won't get a pick before like 7.
Yeah. So 15. It says the NFL draft begins in 19 minutes and 40 seconds. So it's at 7.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't.
And then we'll wait 15 minutes.
Right. While Goodell gets up there and gets booed and talks about
right.
What an exciting night this is for all these young men. It's like, okay, how about you just shut up and tell us who goes where? I get that they turn this into a television thing, but I just want to know the pick. I don't need Roger Goodell up there. And I'm not a big fan of all these having orangutans and stuff give picks. I mean, you've already got Goodell for that, right? So, looks like there's a...
They have orangutans giving picks?
Are you calling Goodell a monkey?
I'd be okay with that.
No, but they do something different, like animals and all that stuff they're doing in third round.
Wait, do they?
Yeah.
They have like a dog run out and give the pick?
Yeah. I haven't had a dog yet, but somebody's using an animal this year. I think it's a Colts.
Is it a horse?
I do know that like the...
Peyton Manning is giving the pick?
Give me a break, Jong.
Horrible. Yeah, how can you be so mean to people? I don't understand.
Yeah. Man, I can't believe Connor Williams showed up at the green room. Like I've seen almost no mock drafts that have him going in the first round.
Yeah, I've seen a couple actually, but again, he's another guy a month ago. So you're gonna introduce Sammy all D. the guys who might not get drafted. I like it.
The future is now. Yeah, I don't know. Who do you think is the? Like, which one of these quarterbacks is you think is going to be like Aaron Rodgers, where it's like, oh, God, this poor dude.
It has to be Josh Allen, right?
I don't think so. I think if anybody, it'd be Josh Rosen.
Yeah.
Like, I think, and I would have thought this unthinkable even like a few days ago, but I think that, like, if you split them up, Allen and Mayfield in one side, Rosen and Darnold on the other, the Allen Mayfield. Those guys are draft. They're off the board before Rosen and Darnold, which is wild to me. But I think that's what's going to happen.
Things change.
Baker freaking Mayfield.
Good luck. I hope they're right for their Browns fans' sake. I don't think they are. I think he's going to wind up being a serious bust, especially going number one. But
man, you know, I said, hey, he reminds me of Colt McCoy. Colt McCoy got drafted by the Browns.
Yeah, not number one.
No. They were smarter back then. They waited on it.
Good luck is all I'll say.
All right. Let me tell you about Jacob, who last June was a mechanic. He was stressed out. He was working 50, 60 hours a week. Less than 6 months later, he started his IT career making more money and working less hours. How long is it going to take you? Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. If you don't have computer experience or training, no problem. Helping people start an IT career is what they do. You attend classes on campus or live online 2 or 3 times a week, and that's going to get you everything you need to start your new career. They're more than just a school, too. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Class to start up soon, guys. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's MyComputerCareer.edu. All right, guys, spring pollen and other allergens, they're in the air and they're coming into your house. They're coming in through your dirty air ducts, through foot traffic on your carpets, and you can get a jump on allergy season. Right now, with Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning Spring Special. For a limited time, Dirt Free is going to come out. They're going to clean three rooms for $100, and they're going to give you a free speed dry, and they're going to use the best technology in the game. They're going to use the van-powered, the big truck-powered units, and they're going to use the super water. The other guys, they're leaving behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens and can make your family sick, can make your pets sick. Nobody wants that. Dirt Free doesn't have that. Give them a call, 281-DIRT-FREE. Go chemical-free with Dirt Free Carpet. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, even your air ducts. Call them right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll do three rooms for $100 and throw in a free speed dry. That's 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back, calling all Owls fans. Rice Baseball takes on conference rival Charlotte on Saturday, April 28th at 2 p.m. for Space Day in Space City. Bring the family and learn more about space exploration at the different interactive exhibits space-themed at Reckling Park and take your picture in a spacesuit. You can also get your own exclusive Sammy bobblehead. Bobblehead packages start at just $20. For tickets, call 713-348-OWLS or visit ricehouse.com/spaceday. And Josh says on Twitter, my wife is a true degenerate staring at you guys on the live stream. Shout out to Nina's degeneracy.
Hey, Nina.
Yeah.
Hey, girl.
She's just there to see how ridiculous I look in the purple shirt. Okay?
I think she might be hoping for that Jong cameo.
Nope.
The ever-rare Jong cameo. While he's still single.
And just real quickly, a parrot is giving the Bucks pick. And last year, the Colts had a monkey.
I like that.
And somebody says the Texans should use Grape Ape. Thank you for that. Let's just do Hoffman on Hollywood.
You're not in Dallas. You can't do it.
I don't need to be there till tomorrow.
Hey, guys, the big story. Our boy Bill Cosby. Fred, your old friend.
William, he's not my friend.
Your old drinking buddy, Bill.
Never mind. I'm not going to say that.
He was convicted today of sexual assault. In a retrial, after a half dozen women testified that they were also drugged and assaulted, the jury found Cosby, 80-year-old Cosby, guilty on all three counts of aggravated indecent assault against one woman, Andrea Constant, drawing an emotional reaction from his other accusers in the courtroom. Cosby's accusers were sobbing. They were clapping. Cosby's head was bent slightly with his eyes shut. And I couldn't find any audio of this. I looked for audio of it, and I'm really bummed that
I can't find it. Couldn't find it.
They were talking about why he's a flight risk, why he should be denied bail. And they said that he was wealthy and he had a plane. And Bill Cosby all of a sudden sits up in his chair. He doesn't have a plane, you a-hole. I'm sick of it, you a-hole. Cosby's facing a maximum sentence of 10 years and a fine up to $25,000 on each account. So that means 30 years, which would essentially be the end of old Bill.
Yeah, I don't think he's making it to 110.
I would bet against that.
But it's not going to be 30 years, though. He's probably going to get between 10 and 15, which is still probably a death sentence.
Maybe the best part of the whole story, when they were doing deliberations Wednesday night, last night, Tom Massaro, who's Bill Cosby's lawyer, fell asleep for a half hour.
Jeez. Oh,
well,
maybe he accidentally got a cup that Bill had intended for somebody else.
I guess. Yeah, he didn't say how many Quaaludes Bill gave him, but they were going at about 7:50 p.m. He was reading Cosby's account of the night and the alleged assault, and you know Cosby was nodding, smiling, which is kind of weird. But then Tom Massaro just sort of fell asleep. And that's usually not a good look if your client's facing 30 years to fall asleep on the day of jury deliberation. Not wise, guys. In non-Cosby news, we've heard Gwyneth Paltrow before. I've talked about her here, about her $10,000 vibrator, which, I mean, that's got to be a... the golden dildo it was for $10,000. But now she's given some advice, and I got to give Gwyneth some credit here. This is something that most women wouldn't talk about, but she's talking about some of the tips and tricks you need to know if you're going to have a threesome. She says if the third person is someone you know, you might feel safer and have better communication with them, but you risk ruining that friendship. And then if you really don't know the third person, you're probably not going to see them again, so there's less of an emotional risk to the relationship, but they may not be as respectful of your wishes. She basically says the pleasures of full body simulation are best provided through us tools such as cuffs, cords, blindfolds, whips, floggers, and feathers. The effective use of such instruments demands that lovers acquire the ability to use them to a safe and pleasure maximizing end.
Okay, I'm passing, but thank you.
You're out on her?
Yeah, but I never was a fan of hers anyway.
There's also some more from her website that says watching porn can increase confidence in the bedroom for men and women, as well as electrify the atmosphere and introduce ideas for different role plays or sexual practices. Hmm. The possibilities are endless.
I learned a lot from hentai.
That taught you, huh? That taught you.
Taught me that cartoons can do really weird things.
And lastly, this Sunday, The Simpsons will shatter another record. They will pass Gunsmoke for the most episodes of a primetime scripted series in television history. The 636th episode of The Simpsons will air on Sunday. Homer enters his car in a demolition derby, but Grandpa gets deathly ill and, believing he's about to die, reveals a shocking secret to Homer about their past. So I don't think I've ever seen a single episode of Gunsmoke.
Yeah, me either.
But that's unbelievable that it had 635 episodes.
I watched Bonanza as a kid, but never Gunsmoke, I don't think.
The Simpsons debuted in December of 1989. It's now in its 29th season. That's pretty good. That's a good run. Gunsmoke ran on CBS from 1955 to 1975.
Hmm.
Good run.
Yeah. All right. That was Hoffman on Hollywood. Draft up next, right here on ESPN 97.5, and is also on Sports Map 94.1, John?
No, that's SB Nation's coverage of the draft.
Ah, okay. Well, so draft coverage either way.
Yeah. And happy Avengers Eve.
Yes, right, sir. We'll be going tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll be going tomorrow morning.
All right.
Be looking for a full report.
You better not give any spoilers. I will stomp you.
All right. Great job, John Lee. Great job, AJ Hoffman. I'm going to go and be Fat Joker and try not to be so serious. Till tomorrow, stay sportsy, bitches.